Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, good evening to all of my brothers and sisters out there in PRF Fable Land. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we're excited that you're here with us for another series as we get further and further into the holiday season. So last month, you know, we had Pastor Ronnie Henry, and Pastor Ronnie Henry shared so many things with us. We want to say we're so grateful for him being with us last month. But tonight, this is not somebody who is new to the PRF table. They have a permanent seat, but I just felt that this was one of those topics that I needed to bring what I'm going to call a heavy hitter in to be able to talk about some of these things. This series, for those who haven't seen it on Facebook, who have not seen it on our website, is called Canceling Holiday Debt. And we're going to have a couple of series. We're not going to have a show on Thanksgiving, of course. But what we're going to be trying to do is really talking about some of the pros and some of the cons that go along with holiday debt. Let me say this up front. We're not trying to tell anybody how to spend their money. We don't own your pocketbooks. We don't run your households. In saying that, I think it is a thing of accountability. I think it's also a thing of love to put it out there to us, to say, listen, we love and we care about you, those who take their time out every week to listen, participate in various other workshops or conferences with PRF. To be able to say, listen, we know that there are some issues out here, and we want to do all we can to try to equip you with some practical tools that's going to be able to help you. And so let us just welcome to the table, again, no stranger, but none other than Saeed Abdul Gabir. We call him the professor, those in the family, and some others, I'm sure. But listen, he's also served with gratitude and also with humbleness as one of our advisory council members. So we have a three-member advisory council here at the PRF Institute. And we want to say welcome to Saeed once again and let Saeed just give a little bit of his background. I can't remember all the degrees, but he's probably not going to put all the degrees out there. I already know it, but we want to let him introduce himself in his own way. So Saeed, welcome again to the PRF table.
Well, thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk with you. It's a mutual love and respect for all that PRF does and the various ways you reach out to the community. I feel blessed that I have the opportunity to know you so well, to know the members so well, but also just to be able to hopefully share some insight, maybe drop a jewel, give a little bit of advice that someone reaches out and goes and runs with. Briefly, for those of you who have not heard me speak before, I am Saeed Abdul Gabir. I'm up in the Philadelphia area. I've been a long time educator, both for youth and adults. I also do financial planning and insurance. I give insurance advising, small business consulting. Whatever way I can help the community, I find as a way to open up my doors, my heart, and literally my time. It's 8:04 and I'm leaving a college class I was teaching on understanding and using mathematics in the real world. So I'm blessed. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to talk.
Amen. Amen. So we want to also welcome Mama to the table. You know, Mama's here with us as one of the other hosts. So Mama, we can't forget about you. Good evening to you and welcome once again to the table.
Good to you also, and to you again for joining us this evening. And I want to just let you know that how much that we all appreciate, you know, your taking out your time and to be with us. And with that being said, I will pass it over to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap.
Thank you, Mama. And listen, we have to do that. We don't take it for granted here at PRF, because there's other things that we know people could be doing. But we want to just say thank you, and we want to make sure that that's just part of what we do, that we always say thank you to the listeners, to those who serve, to those who are just now coming aboard to start facilitating come January 2019. That's something new that's out there right now. So let's get into tonight's show. We're talking about canceling holiday debt. And we talk about debt every single year around this time. We know that we started a little bit earlier than we did last year. We started in October. So we have October and the month of December to really start honing down on a few things before certain things come across your way as a consumer or a potential consumer. So what I wanted to focus on was, for the whole series, is two vantage points. Excuse me. One is going to be on recovery, and the other one is going to be on being proactive. Now, if you have listened to any of the shows from October, then you already know you have some nuggets that's already been dropped by myself and also Pastor Henry. So I encourage you, go on to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. You know, PRF stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And go and check out those previous episodes, because between last month and this month, Saeed, I'm believing that people will be more than equipped to be able to deal with this cycle of debt that continues to come around and stay around every single year. And so that's why I'm starting off with recovery, because, again, we're in November. The world, I'll call it the world, consumerism, capitalism, all those things, whatever label you want to put on it, has already started packaging up and shipping stuff to our stores. They're shipping. They've already started shipping things to the warehouse. They already have began the process of putting things out there for individuals to purchase as much, quote-unquote, stuff as they possibly can. Now, I'm not against it. I just want people to make the best possible decisions that they possibly can, and taking into consideration what's going on in your household, what's going on in your community, what's going on within your religious organization. And so with that, Saeed, let's hit it. I want my hope and my goal is, by the time we end this series at the end of the month, that we have been able to build, so to speak, a list of what are some steps that people can do to help with the recovery from holiday debt, how to get rid of the holiday debt, and then also, excuse me, for those who don't really get into it, may not have ever been in holiday debt before, but there's a possibility that that could be you. So let's have a list for them. And I wanted to just focus on some of the pros and cons of dealing with holiday debt. So, Saeed, I open up the floor to you to give us what you can give us, however way you feel necessary. Hold on 1 minute. Yeah,
so.
All right, we didn't catch the beginning part, so if you can repeat that for us.
Okay, yeah, I said I didn't catch all of the series in October. I did catch one or two, so I know some of the different things that were put out there. But I'm going to go start off with this. One of the things you want to avoid holiday debt, or as to say recover from holiday debt, the very first thing is you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan on what you plan on spending, first and foremost, but how do you plan on paying it back or recovering from it? When I say a plan, this is right now is the time where all of our credit card companies are going to start raising your limits. You're going to all of a sudden, no matter how bad or good your credit rating may be, if you have an open credit card, this is the time that they're going to start raising your limit. All of a sudden, you had a $300 limit. Now you're going to look at your card and you're going to say, congratulations, you now have a $500 limit.
That's right.
And you could be what you may not have the best credit in the world, but they'll still do it, because what they're looking at is credit card companies make their money off of the people who carry balances.
That's right.
They don't make money off. They don't make the money off of the people who pay off their credit cards every month. That's not it. And they don't really care about the people who default on credit. Their main body of people are the people who carry balances. They pay enough of their credit card that there's some spending money there, but not enough that they paid it off. So have a plan. If you're going to use credit card debt, can't tell you not to. In this day and time, I'll say credit is king, cash is queen. You're going to go out there and you're going to spend the money on your credit card, but what is your plan to pay it back? You should start now with saying, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend X amount of dollars, and here's my plan. I'll give you a couple of tips with the plan in a minute, but you got to have a plan. That's the first thing. The second way of recovering from it is actually making sure you choose the right way to pay for it in the first place. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've all went out to the store and they offer you 5% off now or 6 months interest free. That idea of 6 months interest free or no payments until 6 months sounds very, very tempting. Very tempting. But what they're banking on is that they know that 75% of the people who pick those options never pay it off before the 6 month free time limit, or they don't count the idea that their interest rates are building while they're not the interest on that purchase is building while they're not paying for it. So it ends up being a bigger debt than what they expected, or they end up not paying it off, and all that back interest gets dumped on top of them, which is one of the bigger issues, which is probably a topic for another story, another day. So I wanted to start off with that one before I go and say, you know, how to recover, because I really want people to say, you know, a part of the recovery process is actually having a good offense. Since this is football season, having a good offense allows for you to not to totally rely on the defensive parts of getting out of debt. Does that make sense?
And, And let me add some stuff too, because I think what we're going to do is, again, we're just going to build this for the people. You got to have a plan. So if I was writing this on a board, if we were co-teaching this in the classroom, I would have – you have to have a plan, right? And how are you going to spend – plan. So if you say, listen, I'm going to spend $1,000, it takes a plan to be able to say you're going to spend $1,000 because you got to know that you have $1,000. You have to be able to say – it goes to your second point, the right way to spend. And so what I would add for the spending and what I would add to the plan to pay it back is – in that plan, replenish your savings. I think that so many people spend so much money, spend so much money during the holiday season and don't take into consideration where they're at when it comes to their savings. I love my children, and I've done it. The same thing I'm telling y'all not to – well, I'm not telling you not to. Some of the stuff we're trying to avoid for you doing out there who is listening, I've already done it. I purchased various – Christmas gifts for folks that really didn't have the money for, especially the kids, when things used to be tight because I'm trying to please them. But I never had a plan. That's crazy. I just said, you know what?
Hey, well,
as long as I make it to payday, as long as I can make it to January 1st, I'm good. The kids are going to be happy. So I think there's a in this whole thing, there has to be a check of your emotions.
Yes.
A check of your emotions. Go ahead.
And just to kind of piggyback, I was going to say, you touched on something that was interesting, and it's a kind of an indirect segue into stop. If the holiday season is your thing, and you want to spend the money on the gifts, and you want to spend the money on the things, you're going to have to also decide what you're going to give up now. We were talking earlier, you and I, about going to the Wawa. And so, you know, if you're going to spend a couple of thousand on, if you're going to spend a couple of thousand on the Christmas gifts, then you got to give up the coffees at the donut shops and the Wawa's and the spending out now so that it lessens the burden later. So part of the plan also means is redirecting your funds in a smart way. That's when you talk about the savings. It's just basically saying, okay, if I'm going to spend on A, the opportunity to do B has to go out the window. I'm willing to give up that opportunity. That's what opportunity cost me. That's what it really is, the definition of opportunity cost. You choose to spend on one thing, so you give up the opportunity to do something else.
Man,
but let's get back into it.
I'm about to say, I'm about to tell everybody, y'all see why I call him the professor? Let me add one thing. So if we're talking about redirecting funds from A to B, I'm going to hit something that I think or really believe is really critical in that. Most of us have families.
Yes.
So when we start talking about redirecting the funds, there has to be what I'm going to say is an accountability party. Y'all going to hear me talk about accountability all throughout 2019. There has to be some type of accountability partner, because if I'm in a household and Dunlap says we're going to take $1,000 out of our savings to buy Christmas gifts, and then my wife is like, well, listen, we're going to take $1,000 out of savings, but listen, you're a construction worker, so you know how the work comes in November and December. Every year it's kind of light. We need to pull back some of that. So I know you may want to put out $1,000 with these gifts. And in that requires somebody to be accountable to somebody else. It means you have to listen. You can't just go all willy-nilly by yourself. Go ahead.
No, what I'm going to say is that is true, and I won't disagree with you, but let's talk from a more realistic standpoint here. The accountability is the one thing that's normally lacking when we get into debt getting out of hand. So I'm going to take it from the opposite side. I'm going to go and say, let's say you don't have no accountability. You've spent the money. You went out and bought the $1,000 worth of Christmas gifts and whatever. Now you're looking at how do I recover from that choice.
Right.
And the reason why I'm going to go away from the accountability part, because recovery means that you've already made the mistake. If the accountability is there, more than likely you won't do it. You won't do it to that extent, I should say. I should say you won't do it. You won't do it to the extent that we have. However, let's assume that you don't do it. So what do I do, Dr. Dunlap? I've already spent the money. My kids are happy. Everyone woke up on Christmas with big smiles on their face. Now I'm sitting here with a stack of bills that I got to figure out how to pay. What do I do?
You have to allow this is going to take it to another place, and I'm speaking about pride. You have to allow somebody to be able to see what you're working with. A lot of times people are trying to dig themselves out of holes that they have no idea how to get out of them.
Which is my point number four, is get help. I knew you were going to go there. Get help. Don't be afraid to get help. There's many organizations out there that will do it for free. You don't have to pay for help to help someone sit down and help you map out a budget. Here's something I want everyone to think about who are all my listeners out there. And as you go, hopefully you post this out. It takes on average 3 to 6 months to recover from holiday spending.
Wow.
You hear what I just said? It takes almost the average person, it takes half a year to get out of holiday, to recover from holiday debt. So, for those of you out there who get those get the holiday bonuses, or you're planning your income tax, you're already salivating for your tax return.
Right.
Those are ways to help you get out of holiday debt quicker. But again, you're going to need to, you want to get help. You want to have someone who can help manage out a budget. You're going to have to look at how to recognize that before the holidays and immediately after the holidays, you have to be willing to give up some of your everyday kind of spending so that you can better get through it without the piling up of that debt. One of the biggest reasons people have either lose their retirement funds, savings, and retirement fund savings and money that they have set aside for other things is holiday spending.
Absolutely.
Holiday spending and impulsive big ticket spending are the two reasons most 401ks, savings plans, and emergency funds get used.
I'm going to tell you what's going to be interesting when we get together next week. Next week we're going to focus on the proactive. And I know I kind of hit it with the accountability. But what I'll just tell everybody, we're not dealing with something that is what we're going to say is rocket science. You don't need a doctorate degree for what we're telling you and what we're talking, what we're laying down. Some of the things on this list of recovery is going to be on the list of being proactive. I'm just going to tell you. I already know it is.
No, they're not separate. Right. They go hand in hand.
And the reason we're quote unquote separating them for the list is so that we can make a very clear distinction for those who are recovering or need to recover from holiday debt. They can see those clear. And then for those who are looking at this thing right now, like, man, I ain't got but really $500 to spend. But I know the list that I done asked my children to give me, there's about $1,300 worth of stuff on this list. How do I manage that, right? So it's not too late because Black Friday has not come around. We know that there's spending that has already been done. I took a picture of about 2 weeks ago. I was watching HSN or I was flicking through the channel. And it had Black Friday sale. This was 2 weeks ago. So it's already being put out there. We got to deal with it. We got to deal with it. One of the things I want to piggyback off of the income tax refunds. Now, if it takes 3 to 6 months to recover from holiday debt, but yet you have received an income tax refund, then that's something else that we have to address in a whole different way. Because if you have the funds to take care of your holiday debt, we're going to say, take care of the holiday debt. But you're not going to do that unless you have a plan in place. Some folks know they're going to receive $8,000 a year because they've been doing it for the last 4 years. Some folks know how much money they're expected to receive on their income tax refunds. You could be planning,
but you know that's a trap.
Say that again. Go ahead. Why you say that?
Because there are people, but because one of the this is another thing that came up in some research I did, is that the people who tend to know they're going to get a big refund check tend to spend more over the holidays with the idea that they're going to use their refund check to pay off that debt, but only 50% of the people actually do it.
That's right. That's right.
So it's there, but very few people end up doing it. What they end up doing is they take the money, they pay down some credit cards, they pay a couple little things, but then they take another $2,500 of that $8,000 and they go on a vacation. or they buy the new, you know, whatever. And again, my thing, it's not for me to judge how anyone spends their money. It is totally up to you.
Right.
But we have to start looking at ourselves collectively. We have to start looking at our communities collectively, and we have to start looking at our institutions of both education, our religious institutions. You know, what does my neighborhood look like? What schools are my children going to? Do they have enough books? Do they have enough whatever? And if we keep looking for other people to solve those problems, yet we are not investing in ourselves, we are in a cycle that continues to allow us to be a debt-ridden community because of the fact that we do different things. So with that being said, I know we're short on time. I don't know how long we're going to run the show, but I want to just run the list off so at least it's out there, and then we can kind of go back through it or if we have time. So one of the first things I said before, you know, to recover from holiday spending, assess your debt. Assess where the debt is sitting. Is it sitting on credit cards? Was it cash that was spent? Did you pull it from some savings? Assess where it is so you can make a plan on how to pay it back. Start your plan now. Don't wait till the holiday season is here. Start your plan now before you start spending your money so you know how to what's the plan going through. Stop spending frivolously while you're in this debt stage, meaning don't, you know, you may have to cut out the $5 a day coffees and the other stuff. Return unused items. I know a lot of people think about that, but you'd be surprised how many unused gifts still sit in people's homes. Return them. Get them off your credit. Try to not fall for the no payment for 6 months or the no interest for whatever, because they tend to hurt you in the long run. You're better off taking the immediate discount and start a payment plan earlier than later. Again, use holiday bonuses, use tax refunds to pay your debt. Check your credit. Free annual credit report is a free annual credit every year. Check your credit. I've told you on many of shows before, reach out to me. You can get me through my email. You can talk to Dr. Dunlap. You can get me. I will tell you how to do. I'll tell you how to fix your credit for free. For free. Set reasonable goals. Don't try to do something that you can't stick to. If your plan is to pay it off in 6 months because you know that's what it is, then make it so that you can pay it and get it done. If it means you got to put $50 down or you got to do this, make reasonable goals. Don't set goals that are too high or too unrealistic, and then you end up not meeting them, and then you get fall back into that depressed state of, oh, I can't do it, so I'm not going to do anything. And the very last thing on my list is get help. Don't let your pride stand in the way of asking someone to help you either manage it, help you develop a plan, help you navigate through some of the things you may or may not know.
Wow, this is good. So listen, Saeed, thank you so much for being with us. Mama, again, thank you for always being at the table. And so we're just going to go back. If you didn't catch this show from the beginning, go back and listen to the entire show. Go back and listen to what we've been talking about since the beginning of October. And come back and join us next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saeed, blessings to you, my friend, my brother, my cousin, and hopefully we'll see you back here next week as we go ahead, and we're just going to deal with this list, because we know that with this list, it's going to touch people on the proactive as well as being in a place of recovery. So with that,
and
Nate,
honestly, please put on the site, you can put my email. They can use the farmers.ak.agency@gmail.com. So if anyone wants some advice, I'm always there to, you know, offer some friendly advice or even some more specific advice. They can also find me. They can, you know, they can Google me, Abdul Kabir Insurance LLC. Whatever way you want to put me out there, you feel free that they can. So if anyone really does have some questions, they really want some direct answers, feel free to let them reach out to me.
Sure thing. Thank you. Thank you. Well, listen, don't forget tomorrow, Your Health is Your Wealth with Kimberly Silas at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as she goes into another series for the month. So thank y'all, everybody. Thank you who are listening.
God bless
everybody.
Make
sure that you love somebody else. Share this information with somebody else. Even if you're pretty good in this area, share it with somebody else because there's some people who need it. So with that, God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next week or hopefully tomorrow on Kim's show, Your Health is Your Wealth. God bless.